A new study published in the journal Nature has uncovered a promising breakthrough in the quest for an antidote to poisonous mushrooms, namely the Amanita phalloides. Also known as the death cap mushroom, this particular type of mushroom is the most toxic in the world, and is responsible for 90% of poisoning cases worldwide. Poisonous mushrooms possess two perilous characteristics: their resemblance to edible mushrooms, and their progressive mode of poisoning. Researchers from Sun Yat-sen University in Guangzhou, China, used CRISPR-Cas9 technology to genetically modify human cells and explore mutations that could make them resistant to alpha-manatein, the toxic component of the death cap mushroom. CRISPR-Cas9 is a revolutionary gene editing technology that enables the targeting and specific modification of the genetic material of an organism. CRISPR, which stands for Clustered Regularly Interspaced Short Palindromic Repeats, is a DNA sequence found in certain bacteria, allowing them to fight back viral infections. Cas9, an enzyme that acts as a pair of molecular scissors, cuts the DNA at specific locations determined by the RNA guide. CRISPR and science. In the field of scientific research, CRISPR-Cas9 is used to target specific DNA sequences and generate precise modifications. This opens up endless possibilities for genome editing, be it in plants, animals, or human beings. This technology has revolutionized genetics and molecular biology, enabling significant advancements in areas such as genetic disease research, the development of new gene therapies, and the study of gene functions. Researchers from Sun Yat-sen University discovered that cells lacking the protein STT3B were able to resist the toxic effects of alpha-manatein. This protein plays a key role in the process of poison infection in the liver and kidneys. Building upon these findings, further investigation was concluded to identify a substance capable of blocking the action of the STT3B protein. After analyzing a database of drugs approved by the United States Food and Drug Administration, indocyanine green, ICG, a dye commonly used in medical imaging, emerged as a promising candidate. The administration of indocyanine green to intoxicated mice, for hours after ingestion, significantly increased survival rates and protected the animals from liver damage caused by the death cap mushroom. Potential for new antidotes with CRISPR. This study paves the way for new possibilities in the quest for antidotes to other toxins. However, it is crucial to proceed with research to improve the understanding of these toxins and develop more effective preventive measures to protect the population from accidental poisonings. Awareness and prevention. In Lebanon, it is crucial to raise awareness among the population about the presence of death cap mushrooms and the risks associated with their accidental consumption. Information and educational campaigns on the identification of death cap mushrooms and proper mushroom picking practices can help reduce cases of poisoning. In April 2022, when Ahmad Ali Awada, a 47-year-old man from the village of Qayyim in South Lebanon, fell prey to poisoning from the death cap mushroom. Identifying death cap mushrooms. Death cap mushrooms are characterized by their bulb-shaped or volva base, cap surrounded by a skirt and white gills. However, it is not advisable to pick or consume mushrooms without proper knowledge, especially since they can be poisonous. In fact, symptoms of poisoning typically occur about an hour after ingestion. In some cases, poisoning can lead to death, which may occur 6 to 12 hours later. Rana Elzain, a specialist in forest ecology and scientific consultant, highlights the dangers of mushroom consumption, ranging from mild discomfort to death. In Lebanon, the lack of a manual on mushrooms makes their identification even more dangerous, she bemoans. Even experts can make mistakes solely based on morphological criteria, hence the need for in-depth laboratory studies. A Facebook group and an Instagram page are available for mushroom enthusiasts and for anyone who wants to assist the scientific community. By simply sharing pictures, one can help identify, as accurately as possible, the aforementioned mushroom.